What state capital can be found in that sentence? The zoo is expecting a third ostrich Monday. I'm going to look at that one. How do they get that? I don't understand that at all. Carolyn will kick the door down with her cowboy boots if you people don't let her in. 27, how many stars are in the Confederate flag? And those of you who do not know that will die a horrible death. That's right, man. You'll catch some unnameable disease off of a Confederate dollar bill. And, right. The zoo is expecting a third ostrich on Monday. There's the answer. You'll never believe it. There it is, question number 26. There's the answer. How do they do it? I don't know. Well, what are they, just taking the letters out of it? Is that what they're doing? You can probably spell 1,000. Who knows? Kalamazoo, Michigan. I don't know. That's not the answer. Give us a call in the second half.
Good morning. You're on the Grand Begonia line.
Hello, Grand Begonia. How are you doing?
Oh, again, wonderful. I have a message to convey to you from the immortal Jim Miller.
The immortal Jim. What does the immortal Jim say at this hour of the morning?
First, he says he won't work tonight.
Why?
That Mr. Cook will work.
Mr. Cook will work and take his place tonight.
Because he worked so hard all weekend, you know.
So he took a night off.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, he said that he hopes the Clydesdales stomp your head in the ground.
Good grief.
And the only thing they find is a Wacky Loves Me sticker.
The Wacky Loves Me sticker. It was on my tongue all the time, right?
I got one answer for you.
Okay, Grand.
I'm very observant. Your brother's...
Wife's mother-in-law's husband.
Is your father.
Okay.
Is that right? Tell me.
Let me look and say this. Hold it. Okay. Now we're on the air again.
Oh, okay. That's really all I wanted to say and tell you what I told you before. I hope you get drunk and can't find your way.
Thank you very much, Grand Begonia.
Okay.
I will immortalize you.
Question for Marty Bass, Mr. Lightning.
Mr. Lightning.
Yes.
Okay.
What is the rent paid for Mediterranean?
What is the rent paid for Mediterranean?
Boardwalk.
In
Monopoly.
In Monopoly.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll see if he can answer it.
All righty.
Okay, Grant. Right. Take care. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Greetings, mate.
Hello. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Oh, just fine.
Old Joe, ready to go, huh?
Right. Okay. Should I rehash the first 12?
If you want to.
Well, I'll just pick it. Number 2, I'd say, is a Google. I don't know if that's the correct enunciation, but it's a 1 followed by 100 zeros.
Okay.
4 is 1/2 the sum of the 2, A plus B, which would be the 2 horizontals, times the height.
Okay.
Let's see. 9 was $2,000 for boardwalk. Rent for just landing there with no hotels on Mediterranean is $2.
Okay.
The hotel is
$250. Okay.
let's see, we have the 5th house for Earth, Spacely Sprockets, and Cogswell Cogs. 13 is Zeta, Z-E-T-A.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I believe it's 6 furlongs and a mile.
Okay.
I'm probably wrong there. 18 would be Father. And I think 19 is McDonald. I'm bad on Shakespeare this week. 23, I believe, is an expletive.
Right.
24, only thing I can come up with is possibly a foot disease.
Right, I can't even.
Because the podiatrist is a foot doctor, so I figured it might be something like athlete's foot or something really racy like that.
I guess it's pediculosis or pediculosis, I don't know. P-E-D-I. D-I is D or duh or D. Pediculosis, I don't know. Pediculosis, maybe. Who knows? I can't pronounce the word. He put gasp in parentheses, and he's right.
Okay. 25, I believe, would be, let's see, the accepted word would be a breast.
Okay.
For pectoral major. 27 is 13 stars.
Okay.
Okay, for our science fiction fan that asked the two questions, who wrote Moon is a Harsh Mistress is Robert A. Heinlein. The co-star in 2001 is Gary Lockwood.
Okay.
And for him, if he wants to call back in, who played the voice of HAL 9000?
All right, that's a goodie.
1909 was the first year that Lincoln appeared on a penny. And about wraps it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care and have a good day.
One other thing.
Yes.
I tried a tarot reading on you yesterday, and it seems like you're going to have a little success, much to my dismay.
Uh-oh. You people with the cards freak me out because, well, we did I Ching. Michael Lewis is good on the I Ching. We did the I Ching, and Mickey, another friend of mine, did the I Ching. And then I, for once in my life, I never pick up, I refuse to pick up my ancient tarot deck more than twice a month because strange things always happen when I do any more than that. So I get, you know, I'm frightened of it, so I only pick it up once in a while. And everything came out fairly copacetic with that, and then someone else who reads the new tarot read one there and said it was going to be all right. So everything looks fairly decent for this move.
The main thing it said was your personal aims were greed and avarice, and that just totally freaked me out when I read that definition.
Did the card say that? Because that's what I've been saying on the air.
And I just kind of, you know, what?
Greed and avarice. I told everyone I was being honest.
It's in the cards.
It's in the cards and in the stars. That's all I'm after is all that coin.
Okay.
Take care, Joe. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, Mason.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Jim Hensley.
Hello, Jim Hensley. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty fair. I got a few of your earlier questions, but some of your later ones there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, on your first one, it was Joshua, Jason, and Jeremy.
Okay.
A little later on, you had a list of people who own television and game shows.
Right.
The first one was Wally Bruner.
Okay.
Second one was Alan Ludden.
Okay.
Third one was Peter Marshall.
Okay.
Fourth one was Marty Hall.
Okay.
Fifth one was Beth Meyerson.
Okay.
And the sixth one was Dick Cavett. And, well, now, on your later question...
You're eating something, sir. Are you eating something?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard you crackling a cellophane bag. I was going to get some of that.
That's what I've got all the answers written on.
Oh, okay. I thought you had some Fritos there.
Not quite.
Okay. Screaming yellow zonkers.
Yeah. So.
That's the snack food of champions, you understand.
Okay. On the 14th one, I believe it's 5 furlongs.
5 furlongs? Okay.
Yeah. On the 15th one, it's Kentucky.
Okay.
It became a state. Okay, and it would be your father would be the answer to the other one.
Okay.
And that about does it, but I got some questions for you.
All right.
First off, what type of wood is used in making Dutch shoes, wooden shoes?
In wooden shoes, what type of wood is used?
Yeah.
Soggy wood. I don't know. We'll find out.
Now, the next one is... what is the name of the demon of the mine, and that's like in a coal mine?
The demon of a mine.
Yeah, as in a coal mine.
As in a coal mine.
Okay. And the other one was, who played Brewster McLeod?
Who played Brewster McLeod?
And who wrote the Book of Ruth in the Bible?
Who wrote the Book of Ruth in the Bible? Anyone saying Ruth will immediately be disqualified. A bolt of lightning will come from the sky and wipe you from the face of the earth.
Okay.
Okay.
What part did Julie Newmar play opposite Joey Bishop on a TV series? And what does Triax mean?
Triax?
Triax. TRIX.
Okay.
And, think it about does it. Yeah, got one more.
Okay.
It is Jethro Tull's latest album, and it is not Thick as a Brick.
Okay.
Okay, that'll be about all. And hope you have fun, you know, where you'll be going.
Okay, thank you very much. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.